Chedvah, we're about to start a new topic, Leisach Moed. I think we need for Leisach Moed a few, stages of Hakdamas here. First of all, Leisach Moed has no sugya. It was a challenge to me. I'm still in the middle of this challenge. We won't finish tonight. There is no sugya, and it's basically a liket of a bunch of different achronim and tshuvis and diyukim and chazal and mamori chazal and agodas chazal, and from there created a ganza sugya. What's fascinating is here you have a lav of the Torah, not stam a lav, it's one of the aseret hadibros if there's any kedimas in it, and for this there's nothing. For Avedu Mitzia Lamashal, there's a whole perek. For Schiyas Poelim, we have a bunch of rokim. For this, Leisach Moed Nishdot, there's not nothing. It's only like a one line of Gemara, Leisach Moed, the May Mashma Linshi, it's like, you know, Techad Ram, it's not even Mashma, if we'll see if that's even the halacha. So it's a challenge in the Faket. I hope it's Chus HaRab, we can get something out of here. I mean, everyone hears a Leisach Moed. I guess it's because there's no sukkah, there's no clear definitions, so people don't really know the clear definitions. Everything becomes a blur. And Rachmanu Litzlan, we might be over Leisach Moed very, very often. At least Leisisava, which is a chelik of Leisach Moed, which we'll learn tonight. And I hope tonight to lay down a bunch of the Yisaidis, many applications, and hope next week to continue with many more applications, more practical things. But it's basically everything is practical. When we think of Leisach Moed, we think of, oh my goodness, like I see someone has a house, I see someone has a car, I see someone has this, a nice tie, what am I going to do? It's all over. Leisisava, what's going to happen? This kasha is not no, this kasher is already yes by the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says, how is he, how you talking? How is it possible? Kosh Baruch is loybo b'chunya b'ri Yosef. He's not trying to get us. He's not trying to hurt us. Everything was done. L'tei v'seinu. How is it shayach for Kosh Baruch to be mechayev, to command or demand from us? Leisach Moed, it's something which is a tall order for a human being to go through. What's the eitzah, what's the pisrin to this problem of how to get around Leisach Moed? And Ibn Ezra on the pasuk gives a beautiful mashal. He says there was once a ish kfari, a person who was out of town, not one of the people in the city, he lives in the outskirts of town in a small vinkel, it's no problem. And he comes to the big city, he comes not only there to the capital, and he sees the Bas Melech, B'yofya, he sees the princess in all her glory, and he says, a normal person, as they saw who in the ministers, it's no, it's Shaykh Vim, Avad will have a Taiva and a Chemda, but he says, it's Ishkvari, he's so removed, he's a farmer, he's nothing, he doesn't eat. It doesn't even hit him. It's not even shaykh for him to even be choymed such an isha because he knows it's b'chlal out of his ballpark. It's out of his pasha. It's beyond his greatest expectations. It's something that he'll never be able to aspire to. And it's pasha a bit of man, even a bit of makshav, even to think about it. It doesn't even enter his mind. It's kolohaya. He says if we would realize that when you have a lav in the Torah, when you have a lav in the Torah, Leisach Moed, but what is the kavon of the lav? He says, if you'd realize in them and believe in the moon of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the hashkach of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that everything that's coming to us, that's coming to me, is mine, and that's coming to you, is yours. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to have your cell phone, he would have made me buy your cell phone. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to have your house, he would have given me your house or the funds or the resources to have your house. But the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me my matziv, it's removed from me. It's not mine. It wasn't meant for me. That wasn't mine. It was meant for you. And he says, if you'd realize, if you have the Richtige Hashkafa, and he said, you need chinuch from this, from a yelet. As a child, you have to be mischanuch, and you have to be mechanuch your own children like this. But if you would have the proper cook, you would realize, and it's a davar pashut, that something that belongs to your friend is more removed from you than this bas melech is removed from the ish kfari. And if the ish kfari, if this person, this townsperson, is not thinking about this bas melech, then kosher kain v'kosher kain, ben b'noi shel kavachomer, you wouldn't be thinking about something that belongs to somebody else. It's a powerful marshal, you know, on the spot, you know, it sounds good, but if you think about it and you give it a lot of thought, it really sinks in. It takes time, I'll be honest, for me, I'm still trying to have it sink in, and how do I just sink in further? But it's amazing mashal. And already the Achronim, not that the Rishonim, the Ibn Ezra needs Askoma, but the Kilsu, Achronim, when Achronim bring it down, they bring it down with, like, you know, with Shvach Vayidah, like, what a beautiful word. And we say that is the Inyan of Lo Sachman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he wants from us is it's an Inyan of Amunah. And the Chazal say, you have to know the bituyim and what Chazal really mean, but at least some suggest, Chazal say that it's the last one of the Aser Sadibris. And the Inyonim, that there's something which is the last thing, is Kineged Kulam, right? Let's say Sim Shalom is Kineged Kol HaBrachas, whatever, so something which is the last. So they say the Isol Leisachma, it's Kineged Kol Aser Sadibris, so to merit that it's Kineged Kol HaTayra Kula. And they say the reason why is because everything is B'Yisoyed, Tzadik B'Amunah, so Yechet, it's all B'Yisoyed HaMunah, and Leisachma furthers from us emunah. That's all it demands. It's the emunah and the belief that Taka, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. And it's a yesod. I know that Rav Moshe, when they asked Rav Moshe, some yeshiva went to Rav Moshe and suggested, why are we doing Elam Metzias in fifth grade, the first mesechta, the first project, learning Elam Metzias? Sometimes it's a shtickle abstract, and what's going on? We should learn something. First of all, it's not from the beginning. And let's learn brachas. Start from the beginning. Teach a child brachas. It's a little light. They could associate them. They could relate to it better. And it's pashut. And Rav Moshe said that he should not be mishana from a minig Yisrael. Minig Yisrael Toiri. And he said the reason is, his taich of the minig is because Elul Metzias teaches you one thing. That what belongs to my chava belongs to my chava. What's his is his and not mine. If I pick up a metziah without yish, with all the tonight, it's his. There's no one saw me, no one has it. The goyim hold that, you know, what it find is keep is. What's yenis is yenis. And it's a yisoy that's be mushresh from bimei aldusay. From a young child, we have to be kind of this. And unfortunately, if we didn't get it enough, we should still work on ourselves, limei zikna as well, to understand this, that what belongs to someone belongs to someone. It's totally removed. It's not even shaykh. You try to be mishalta to get it, it's not going to happen. It's removed from you. It's not yours. It belongs to somebody else's. That's Ibn Ezra's word. A second word of to a pisrin to this baya, how you're going to be mekayim or not be eva chulila and alava leisachmaid, was the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi Alotari says the following. He gives a beautiful mashal as well, maybe not as beautiful as Ibn Ezra, but another mashal, and he says that you have a person who is chalishing for something. He's chalishing for a specific item. And he now heard that specific item is a chreis in town, and it was inclement weather, road is covered with snow, it's icy, it's slippery. He's going to be mishtada b'chol tokfei b'cholois. He's going to go and try to get that item. He's going to walk to the other side of town, even though the roads are icy, no problem, and he's going to walk. He can't drive the car, it's out of it. He got to walk, and he's going to walk, and he's determined. He's going to get this chayfetz. And he's mamish the whole time, he's chalashing, and he's thinking, you know, he mamish almost has the chayfetz. The only thing that's going to his mind is to try to get the chayfetz. And he, poetical, the shayin is, his yitra is boyar boy, he's like mamish, he knows he's about to get it, he's like mamish besimcha. And at that moment, he's mamish malei simcha, malei his rakshas of this item, he starts to slip on the ice. Immediately, Dr. Beis HaLevi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matbiya b'teva ha'odom, that when he's nichnas into a person, a pachad, mu'it, even a little pachad, he's slipping and he's about to fall, the only thing that's in his mind is, oivei, that's it. That's the only thing in his mind is how hard this fall is going to be and how hard is it going to hurt. He has nothing else in mind, this item he forgot about. That, for that split moment, for that second, while he's going down, he has only one thing on his mind, how to protect himself not to get hurt. That's it. So to Beis HaLevi, if this is from just a fool, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah is son with a lav in the Torah lo sachmid. You're right, without the lav in the Torah and the chanami, it would be something that we couldn't be able to do. But now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a lav of lo sachmid, a lav of lo sesave, with a yiras shemaim, a yira mu'et, as he says, just a little yira from the yira of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he says that should be mole yumach shavoysav, that you can't even think about someone's item. If you're going to be over lasak, it's only because you're lacking the yiro for that moment. You're not thinking of the lav. But if the lav would be oimid kenegdoi, At that, it's impossible for even to do, to even entertain thinking about someone else's item, because that yira is going to be so mully. He says it's b'teva adam, but you have even a ksas yira, you can't think of any taivis or elam hazeh. That yira should prevent you from even thinking about someone else's item. I says, Dr. Beis Halevi, when they told over this vort to the Chazon Ish was kileis this vort, he was meshavek this vort. And he says, "Roya Adova l'mishoim roya." If you saw the Beis Halevi, if you knew how he lived his life, I mean, we had a demus from the Briska Rav. This is the Briska Rav Zayd. If you knew of his pachad noira, his yirish shemayim, ad lahafli, it's a dova poshet. He says about the Beis Halevi, this word is easy to say. It's a roya Adova l'mishoim roya. He said, but for poshet to mention, it's not so easy. But for the Beis Halevi, it is a dova poshet. You have a lav, you have a yirish shemayim. With the Beis Halevi writes, with a yira muet. All you need is a drop, a speck of yira. Already, you won't be able to be able leisachmoid. It means if we are even leisachmoid in the gauge of the Beis Halevi, we don't even have a yira muet. We have yira muetes. We have nothing. With a yira muetes, we won't be able leisachmoid. All right, that's just for a shtickle hashkofer here. Let's talk about some hagdoris here. What we're talking about here. What we're going to discuss in Yad Hashem, I wrote leisachmoid, but really it's kailo leisis ave as well. Just more bavos of leisachmoid. Really, there are three lavim in the Torah. There's leisis ave, leisachmoid, and everyone knows leisigzal. There are three dargas, three different lavim, and the Rishonim are bothered. What is the application that each lav serves? What's the nekud? And it's already a mechilta where it says leisis ave and leisachmoid are not the same lavim. Lissazav is mashma. Beli maisa and lissachmud requires a maisa. It's already a mechilta, and as we're going to see, paskin the Rambam. It is makleik as Yishayinim, but that's how we paskin. So there's three lavim, lissazav, which is even belayed, even b'makshava. We have to be magdu. What makshava is a makshava asura, which from Yad Hashem we hope to learn tonight. The second lav is lissachmud, which is takes it a step further, that it's already nisgashim. This makshava already came to poil, it came lamaisa. You took an action, we'll see what the action is, but you already did an action to acquire, to achieve your cheshek, whatever your retainers were, that's leisachmoid. And then leisigzol is already the next step. If you do a maisigzel, shaloi b'shus habayilam, which we're going to see, when is leisigzol, when is leisachmoid, lechay leisach, it could also be b'shus habayilam, shaloi b'shus habayilam, what's the chilukim? What's also mavul in the Rishayinim is, however we teach leisachmoid, that's the teach of leisisave as well. And let me first give you a backdrop, and you'll see what I mean. There's a three-way machlokes rishonim. What is the love of leisachmoid? It's machlokes taisus in the one taisus has two terutzim. Some taisus are seisin like one way, some taisus are seisin the other way. You have a Rambam and a Raiva, but there are three basic shitas in rishonim. Of course, we pass in lechumra, but there are three basic shitas in rishonim. It's good for a sniff. The first shita is one sheet in Taisus which says that when the Gemara says leisachmoid, it's b'deloy demei mashma linchi, that he's not posel edus, he's not posel shvuah, if a person's over leisachmoid, because he thinks that's only if you don't pay, but if you end up paying, that's not leisachmoid. Taisus, one pshat in Taisus is that that's taka, it's not just mashma linchi, but it's taka emes. That leisachmoid is only if you take the item from somebody else without paying. But if you end up paying, even baal korcha, you're not over leisachmoid. That's the first, most kula dika shita. The second shita is that leisachmoid is even if you do pay. That's the other shita in Taisis, and the shita's arrived. Even if you do pay, you're still over leisachmoid. But it's only if you do it, bar kocha, you force him, you connect Ritzayne HaToiv, you get him to give you the chefetz, you're bargaining with him to buy an esrik, let's say, for Yontif, and he's putting this aside for who knows what, his shver, his shviger, who knows why he needs this esrik, and you, come on, I mamish need it, I'll pay you any, and you're mamish getting him to give you this esrik, and somehow, and we had this story already, Sheinemol, that the Nisoyin was Goyver al HaLokeach, and he just took the esrik and put down $200 and walked out of the store. That is a nissa of leisachmoid. Even though you gave the money to the meicher, but if the meicher didn't sell it to you willingly, he didn't say reitzani, at the end of the day, he still was not holding by selling you the chefetz. So this rashita's arrive, it is, that is leisachmoid. Even though you ended up paying, that's still leisachmoid because you didn't get reitzani. You didn't get his askamba lebesayf. And the third sheet with the shita's haramim, that's how we paskin, is afilu if you got his askamba, you nudged him enough that he figured that he's driving him batty. It's kedai for him to give you the shandi esrik and get off my head, or whatever it is. Give you the einim, or give you the house, or whatever it is, and just get away from here. Even if he tells you reitzani, you still oivin nisalei sachmei, because he wasn't holding by selling it to you before you drayed him a cup. You were mafzer him to sell it to you. And that haftzara, that pressure that you applied, that is the issa. The issa is not the actual kinyan. The kinyan was done lebesay peretzayna hatoif. The issa is the haftara, the pressure you applied, and the gimmicks and the tactics, and the, you sent who knows what to me. You sent my rav, you sent my Rosh Hashiva, who knows what you did to drive me batty, to sell you this item, to give it up. Why it's kedayin, it's the right thing to do, all that. Tough luck, you still over loy sachmeid. I mean, even though at the end of the day the guy was masking, but you still over loy sachmeid because of the haftzara. That is the third sheet, and that's the sheet of the Rambam.
The Rishonim bring the marshal on a chayfusha mitzvah?
Yes, and we're going to see him yet to Shem. Right, and you see that the skomas of Rav Achenim is... So Rav Achenim hold even chayfusha mitzvah, but we'll discuss. It's one of the things we're going to discuss. Yet to Shem, yes. We hope to get to... We have... List dozens. I'm telling you, dozens of different nafkaminis and shailas. Just now, when I say that the loisav is tolling loisachmoid, what I mean to say is every shita of lois. You want to know what you're now allowed to have a taiva. You're now allowed to have a taiva to end up doing loisachmoid. So if the love of loisachmoid is even like the Rambam, the Moschamid, the Keshita, even if you end up paying, and even if you get him to say reitzani. So if you think b'makshava, how am I going to convince him, and what way could I get him to give me the item that is loisachmoid? If you learn like the other sheet is, that's not loisachmoid lebesayif, if he's masking, so then you're already allowed to think, how am I going to get him to be masking? Because if I can get him to be masking, I'm not going to be over loisachmoid, then the planning, the strategy of how to achieve that is not loisachmoid. Loisachmoid then, like the Magen Mishnah, loisachmoid, loisachmoid would only be, how am I going to get him to give me the item, even if he's not masking? What could I do to get it from, to get it out of his clutches, to seize it from him, to snatch it from him, who knows what, while he's not looking, whatever I can do to get it, what could I do to get the item from him, well, even if he's not masking, that would be loisachmoid. If you hold like toisis, then lechayit should be that loisachmoid should only be, how am I going to get the item without paying? But if I'm willing to pay, I won't be over loisachmoid, so then the thinking of how I'm going to get it with paying, I won't be over loisachmoid. Loisachmoid in a nutshell is to have a taiva to do loisachmoid. So whatever the chemda ha'asura is, that's what loisachmoid is on. And what we're going to see tonight, mit Hashem, we're going to concentrate on the first half of the sif is definitely on loisachmoid, and then the second half goes to loisachmoid. I'm going to see a bunch of nafkaminas and a bunch of applications.
Do you want to plan to do it, or is it just that you would like to do it?
Okay, so we're going to see. We're going to make b'diyukim n'machaba. It's a good question, and we're going to see. And I'm not going to discuss that. Okay.
What's the difference between the sachmoid and the sixth?
So one taisit taka says there's no difference, and both of them, it's just to shnei lavim. It's just to give you a tesefis lav. That's what one taisit suggests. I don't like it because b'derek klal, we don't try to just give extra lavim. Only if we can't dash him. If we can make chilukim, we always like to have each lav serve a specific purpose. There is a taisis in the beginning of Ezeon Neshek that says that we don't do, even if we would do two lavim, it's only if there's a nafkamina lagabi malkus. But if there's no nafkamina lagabi malkus, then it's more difficult just to say, what's nafkamina?
Lavim is a different
part
of the
masa.
This is
the,
even putting
taisis,
the lav is going to be on the shtajus. And or whatever, trying to get it, not on the actual
paper. Toys doesn't say that. I hear the makshava, I like it, but Toys doesn't say it. So
Correct.
Which we're going to see Mitzvah Shem in Sifyud Beis, not tonight, but we'll see that you're going to have different hagdoras. Now, here, that's one of the kashas that they have in Taisis, is that here, there is no Malkus. It's a Malkus, they're trying to why there's no Malkus. But here, if a guy is over Leisachmid, it ain't like in the love. Either because... So that's one pshat. The Rama holds it's a lav shein b'maisa. It's only b'makshava, b'diba, b'avtzara. It's not b'maisa. And the Ravid holds because it's a lav hanitin lihishovin. And they go l'shitase. Because the Ravid sheet is that the lav was when I took it shaloi bishos. So it's a form of zeil. I got to give it back. So it's a lav hanitin lihishovin. The Ramam holds that the lav is even when I took it, even b'rtzain, at the end I got him to be maskim. So it was a good mechir. The mechir is chal. So I don't have a chiv hashava. But the reason why it's amoiva is because, like you said, it's because it's aimed by myself. Because the ikalav is the chemda. means even if it's more than leisus ava, because it's a chemda shaboli de maisa, but the ikar lav that the Torah is worried about is the chemda. But benkach or benkach. Sorry? Correct. Rambam, you mean? Which one? Oh, the first sheet Tosis holds that you oiva, right, beloid mace. So if you give money, you're not oiva. It's only if you don't, you mean like Tosis, would you get Malkus? I hear. They know that like Tosis, you would also not get Malkus, and I believe the reason is because you have the Ravitz Rakus in Leishovin. It's a form of Xela. So Mamela, they is that if you're not going to get Malkus, how could you say Lava Lov Vishnei Lavin? There's no Nafkamina. It's not two Malkus, it's a double, it's a Lav Shem by Malkus. All right, that's also Shaishon. It's like it's had a title of the Gemara Yevamos. But all right, not for now. But so if it's not enough Gemara for Malkus, they want to know how could you say Lava Lo Bishnei Alavin? So we don't pass on like Tosfos. We pass on like the Rambam sheet of Moschom de Keshito. But like I said, it's good for a sniff. The Sfasemis uses it in a tshuva for a sniff. Maybe even more than just a sniff, a big sniff. But the Achrayim won't use the other sheets only unless it's just for like a sniff Balma. But Beikah, we pass them like the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch is going to go straight Rambam. It is regular Gzela. That's what Moshe is. It's regular Gzela. It's Lava, Lava, Shnei Lavin. What's it? Wait a minute, Lezang. I wanted your chayfiz and I had kadekak. I did a mice and I took it from you. L'chayra, that's what Taisa says. There are B'yurei Agrip who gives chilukim that Lo Sachmir is only on the Tzuris HaChefetz and Lo Sigzal is on the value of the Chefetz. So in that Maisa, Gzeli Yitaka did both. He wanted the money of the Chefetz and he wanted the Tzura, but he says, Nafkamin, if you only want the Tzura without the value, or you want the value, yes, chilukim, but yeah, Parshat Pshat, like Taisa, Lava Lo Bishnei Lavin. Now, the Rambam, like we said, let's go with the Rambam sheet, because that's how we pass it. Like the Rambam holds that leisachmud is even if the guy is masking to sell it, and at the end of the day there was a good kinyan and everything is fine. And yitaka, it's kone to you, and you don't have a chiyav hashavah. In fact, in Magid Mishnah, how does the kinyan work? Let's say tuluy v'zavin. We know, everyone knows the concept. Tuluy v'zavin, zvini zvini. If you paid it and you forced him, it's zvini zvini. L'chari like the Rambam, that's straight leisachmud. The other sheet is, at the end of the day, he said reitzani. But like the Rambam, it's a straight leisachmud. So, in fact, the Magid Mishnah, how is the kinyan chal? We have a din called Amar Rakman leisavid yovid leimahani. If the Torah said you're not allowed to be choymid this, it means, and choymid means to end up going ahead and forcing impression until he's masking to sell it to you. That is chemda, and you're not allowed to do that. So, if you went ahead and did it, how is the kinyan chal? It's yovid leimahani. How's the effect of Magid Mishnah? I want to share, there are many Tirutim said to this Kasha, and we can give a whole Shia Kali just on Yovel Lo Bahani, and if we pass them like Yovel Lo Bahani, it's not even possible we pass them like that. Sorry? Zavin Havi Zvini. So the Kasha is, how does that stim with the Gemara and Tmura, Ravi Shita, Yovel Lo Bahani? Oh, wow, beautiful. One second. Wait, give me a minute. Now there are many Tirutim, I just wanted to give over two Chikava, beautiful Tirutim from the Minchas Chinuch. One is what you just said, is that there's a Shitas Panamiris. Panamiris says that the only time Yovel Lo Bahani is if the Issa means the whole Maisa, you shouldn't be Nene from the Maisa Issa. So if the person is being Nene, he's doing the Maisa Issa and he's the one who's being Nene, what we'll do is we'll tell him it doesn't work, and therefore you can't even have a no either. My mezak the point is if a person is makes a shua that he's not going to sell a specific item. I make a shua, I'm not going to sell you my tape recorder. And I end up selling you my tape recorder. So the point is you can't have the din of Yovel Lo Bahani. Because even though Chulila the seller was over on the lav of a shua, and the chay should be Yovel Lo Bahani, but mitzad the buyer's perspective, he did nothing wrong. It was perfectly fine. He had the right to buy the tape recorder. He didn't make a shua. And he's getting hano from this maisa. So if you're going to invoke Yovel Lo Bahani, you're stepping all over the buyer for no reason. The knas is only on the guy who's doing this, so we have to prevent him from being nana, so we have to give him a knas Yovel Lo Bahani. But the buyer who is not over the Issa, maybe Lifnei Iva, but if the buyer was not over the Issa, so therefore we can't invoke the din of Yovel Lo Bahani. Mamela Zokta Minchas Chinuch, here too, the same thing. Zokta Minchas Chinuch is that when you finally convince the seller to sell you this item, like this Sefer Shaldava, he was masking to sell it to you. Could be he doesn't even have charata. He would like to sell it to you. Now after all the convincing and everything and pressure, he's masking to sell it to you. He wants to sell it to you. If you're going to say, Yavid Lo Bahani and the Mechiri is batel, you're hurting the seller. The seller has also hanor from selling the item and getting payment for the item. If you're going to say Yovel Lamani, he's going to have to give back the money and he's going to have to take back the item. So if you're hurting the seller, shalei kedin, because the seller wasn't even the yesod. This was only on the buyer. So therefore, you can't have the din of Yovel Lamani. That's one shot. Why? Every time Yovel Lamani, Yovel is on the maisa. It doesn't work. No. So the mice will be you went ahead and you bought it, but you got to give it back because it's late mahani, so the kinyan's not chal. But the fact that you went ahead and you went to take it, that mice is the other late mahani. That's why I could give you another pshat, which we'll see, is that lav dafka, that the kinyan that you leave the sakhbet is only if you do a britzay nato. Forget. The Rambam could also be maida. No, could also. He pashas is maida. That even if you do it shaloi britzay nato, if kosher can you leave the sakhbet. Dr. Ramiz is just the most common kashita, even if he's maskim, yo'ivu le'sachmeid. But be'etzim, you can be yo'ivu le'sachmeid, even if he's not maskim. It means if you do the ravid's le'sachmeid, if you went ahead and you took and you paid the money and you took the item, shaloi b'tzoy na'itoiv, you also yo'ivu le'sachmeid like the Ramam. And koshken, if you did toises ma'isa, you talk and you'd be yo'ivu le'sachmeid. Could be, he's made it to all the other sheets. Just holds that even if the guy's maskim, you're still yo'ivu le'sachmeid. That's one. Shot of the Minchas Chinuch. Another test of Minchas Chinuch.
Is the seller able to make even? The guy knows it.
All right, we can done that. Yeah, you're talking. Yeah? You're talking. He is able to lift me even. But still, I'd have to apply the knas, because he's not able to do this.
No, I'm not saying no. I'm not saying stop. Is he able to lift me?
It has nothing to do with taking the money. Now, I see a customer coming to my store. I know they're going to be able to lift me even, because I know who they are. Because every time they do the same thing. So I should go hide? I should run out?
It's an advertisement.
We're going to see in your case that it might not be like Sachman in your situation. We'll see why. Maybe not tonight, maybe next week we'll discuss why in your case there's no like Sachman. All right. The second teretz of Minchas Chinuch is, there are many teretz, but just it's a Chikave teretz, I want to share it with you, is that the famous Marit, beautiful Marit. Marit says that the Yisoid of Yavad Le'mahani is if Tanka, we say, Le'mahani, then you weren't over the Yisoid. It means you were over the Yisoid because for going against Lamris Piva Kaddish Baruch, you went against what he wanted. But Le'sayv Shadar, if we block your Maisa, if we block the Tetzah of your Maisa, then the Maisa without the Tetzah, it itself would not be the Yisoid. So for example, if you had give a good example. If you do something like that, so they'll block it, so they'll say the mechir wasn't chas, and mele, you didn't do it. Good, mask him. But Masha'in Kain, over here, what's going to happen over here? You're going to say that at the end of the day, you're going to have to give back the item. Even if you have to give back the item, like I mentioned to you, you're still over le'sachman. The machshava came out lepoil, that you end up, and you end up taking the item from him. Sorry? No, even like the Rambam, you're over. You're over. What do you mean, like the Rav? If we say, like the Rav, wait a minute, like the Rav, you also, if the Rav holds that the Issa's Chal, even if the Mechir was never Maskim. So the Mechir was never Chal, and you're over Lois Achmei. The Rav has to say more even when it is Chal, but the Rav is made it to Rav too. So I'm saying, well, like the Rav, even the Mechir is Chal, if you're going to block the Mechir, you're still going to be over Lois Achmei. So Ma'ahoy Ilu, betakantum of Yovid like Mahani, but takonis atoya, it doesn't help. You're going to say, you're not going to be over, you're not going to let the mechir, your mice is not going to be pale at all. So it's not going to be pale at all, you're still over less hakan. So that we're not going to, Abi just stamp to chepa the mechir for nothing. We'll chepa that the mice is, we can, whatever the musari is, that we can block it and minimize it, whatever it will not allow something to be pale against the Rebbeinu Shalom, that will do. But here it doesn't make a difference. Chal not chal, you over the lav anyway, just the same. So Mamela, we're not going to make Yavud Lamahani. All right, let's start. We can go on like this. It's a very a lot of raid, but I want to start. I'm getting into what Loisachmir is. All right, let's start. This is Shin Nun Tes Sif Yud. Like I said, there's only three Sifim. There's no Gemara. There's no anything. It's like amazing on the love of Loisachmir. Kol Achoymid Avdoi Oy Amosai Oy Beisai Oy Kelev Shel Chaveroi. Lashon HaPasek and the Mechuta Dashins, everything are called of it, She'efshe, She'ikneu, Mimenu, V'hichbid, Olav Reim, you apply pressure, you get friends involved, V'hivzaboy, and you snudge him, Ad Shalokhoi Mimenoi, until you take it from him, I raise that, Oive B'loi Sachmoid, Oive Alav, Chulilo B'loi Sachmoid. Good child, my colleagues, we'll get to it, 1 second. So the Lav of Le'Sachmoid applies to every single tangible item, every single movable article, even karka, non-movable articles, it applies to shadow, it applies to everything that you could be koina, called of a shefshe, shekneum, emenu, yoiva, loy, sachmoit. Just to make a diik in the machaba, not always is this diik appropriate, but we're going to make the diik anyway. The machaba says, which is Lashon Rambam, is dafka shel chaveroi. Very often, shel chaveroi implies veloy shel akum. Now here, you don't have it on the page, but the Piskei Tshuva Sif Katan Aleph, that's the page before, which you don't have, brings down from the Prima Godim, the beginning of the Siman talks about Hilchos Gzeila and says that there's a lav in the Torah leSigzal bein Shal Yisrael bein Yisrael bein Meyakom, and if Piskei Tshuva brings down from Prima Godna there is Masupik, what would be Lagabi this lav leSachmoid or Lav of leSesava, would that apply if you've been claiming something that belongs to a guy? Are you even a Nisa of leSachmoid or leSesava? And he blives Tzorachin, and there are Achreinim who have days here and there, but I would say Rav Rubu Shal Achreinim. I mean, can't give you an exact figure, but 80% of the Achronim number for Adava Poshet, that the love does not apply to a guy. That means it doesn't apply, because it says L'Reyacha in the Pasuk, V'loi La'akom. Means it doesn't apply for a Yid being Chaymit from a guy. From a Ben Noyak to another Ben Noyak, that a lot of Achronim say, Avada, that's awesome in HaTorah, and that goes under the love of V'loi Sigzo. There, Mitzvah, one of the Dinim is Gzela, and that Lifneiva, getting him to be over his form, his Yisurei D'Oraisa. But at least you from a guy, want to know what the application is, I'll give you an application. You have a worker who, I know you see his mind, he's not into it, he's not focused on work, or he's coming late, and he asks him what's going on, and he told you, he's looking to buy a car, he needs a car, and that's what's taking on his mind, and you budget need your workers, you convince him, and do me a favor, I have a friend who, if you nudge him enough, you'll get the car, and he goes, and he nudges your friend enough, and he gets a car from him. You were over, lifneiva, getting your pile, even though he's a guy, to be over leisakwe, which is a form of gzeila for him. But at least what's nageir l'inyoneinu l'didan is for us to be chaymed adava shalakum, that the askomis of reiv achreinim is that it's mutter, and therefore the dik would be a proper dik, is dafke shal chaver of aloi shalakum.
What about something that's intangible?
Okay, we're going to get to it. Look, give me everyone's baruch shem mechaven to every shaila, but you should know every shaila you did say, you didn't say, is a machlek is achreinim. I can tell you right now, and it's partial because it's no sugya. So every chakir you can imagine, baruch shem, other people thought of the chakir as well, and this one said like this, and this one said like that, and that's how it goes. And try to bring rais and duyukim. What I'm trying to give over, I hope to give it over properly, is what the haskom is achreinim is. When I tell you a shita, doesn't mean that there's no machlek. I'm willing to bet that anything I will say in this siman is a machlekes achreinim. But the haskomis achreinim is that you're not oiva, pashas, you're not oiva if you've been chaymed adova shalakam. Oh, I'm going to get to it, is where you were bothering. One second, give me time. All right. Now the Lashon Mechab is v'hiftaboy at shalachim yimenoi, you mafsim him until you actually took possession of it. Yoiva. Now let's see what the Sma says. How do you know that you actually need to take possession? V'hiftaboy at shalachim. Zok the Sma, sivkon yedzayin avu b'loy l'kicho, but if you didn't actually take possession of it, eino oiva b'loy sachmo. It can't cause a berambam behedjo. V'olom d'sham m'diksiv loy sachmo kesev v'zov alein v'lokach t'loch. At the beginning of Parshas Ekev, it says that when you merish the goyim in Eretz Yisrael and you're getting in there and they have a vaydazar and they have kesef azov aleim and you have a chemda and a taiva for it, it says don't leisach man kesef azov aleim and a vaydazar v'lakach t'loch and to take it. So Dr. Rambam, you see that the lashon chemda over there was used when it ultimately translated into actually possession of a v'lakach t'loch, so too a chemda has to be v'lakach t'loch. You have to take possession of it. Cause man, you didn't take possession of it, you're not oiva loy sachmid. You will be oiva loy sasava, which is the end of the mechaba, but you're not oiva loy sachmid.
That was
Aachen,
you said?
Kesev Azov? Kesev, the answer is it's a lot by Avoy Dezor. HaKadosh Baruch is being mazi out to Avoy Dezor Shabbai. But it was talking about the goyim that you were moish from Eretz Israel, and you got it in war, so that's a mitzbudi, it's for your land, in Mechame Taka belongs to the conquering army, the Yidin. And if you're going to take the Kesev Azov Alein, HaKadosh Baruch is mazi not to do it, it's Avoy Dezor, and you have to... You shouldn't talk, what's the Lashon Pazaka? I forgot the Lashon Pazaka. Huh?
Why
Then plenty of okish boy, and you shouldn't be nikshal in it and not to take it. But the Rambam just bring out that you see the lashon chemda is used when it translates into a lakicha. Without a lakicha, you're not over chemda. So to here, lagabi loisakman, you're not over loisakman until it translates into a lakicha. What lakicha is necessary to be over loisakman? I'm telling you, it's not the love of loisakman. I'm not talking about loisakman. I'm talking about vidzora. But we're trying to show you that chemda means taking possession. A chemda that's bali de maisa, that is chemda. Right, correct. It's lakakta. That's what the different chab is being a raya. That you see from there, the Rambam being a raya. That you see from there, the chemda means bali de maisa. So to hear, chemda is only when it's bali de maisa. It has to come with lakakta. Has to come into shalachim mimeno. Now everyone's asking the same shalens. And machloek is the maknes mechadish in his sefer Kudshas Achron on Eben Ezra. I believe it's Simuch of Ches, you could look it up, I think it's maybe Sivkan Beis, but he says, different diyukim, none of the diyukim are mukhrech at all, it's not the Achronim say that, but anyway, he makes different diyukim that in order to be oiva, lo yisachmai, it has to come into a richtige lakicha, it has to be a lakicha that is a kinyan, chal, that you actually own it, you have to take bailis on it. If you don't achieve bailis on it, then you're not over loisakmi. Again, you might be over loisazava, but you're not over loisakmi until it's bali day akinin ad shalachim mimeno. He has a different gizah, sheikonum mimeno, whatever, sheiknum mimeno, eloshin kinyin. He says you have to have actually a kinyin, and until you have a kinyin, you're not over loisakmi. Comes along the grip, Reperla on the Resag. And he argues, and he was matcha viraya, and he says the davar pashin like that, meduyak at least like that, that avada this kinyan doesn't mean an emes a kinyan. The joshalakim means you take physical possession of the item, even if you don't actually make a maisa kinyan in it. I'll give you a pashat the nafkamina. Besides the nafkamina is a gabi choshim mishpat, but pashat taich in the pasuk. Leisachmid is eishes reyachi. You're now allowed to be chaymid and isha. What eishes ish? What type of chaymid chemda is the Torah answering? Right, the Leisachmid is going to see leisasav is also on ishtay. The Rambam is going to the Shulchan is about to bring. What chemda applies to an isha? So Beth, this kasha is ready in the prisha, not the old prisha, the new in the red tours. The new tours has like an extra two lines in the prisha, and over there the prisha is bothered, and he says it's talking about that you are going to convince the husband to be megarish his wife, and you're going to then make kedushin. It seems that he doesn't feel right, but that's look the next step, and you can make kedushin. And mamela, you have a kinyan. Means he was bothered. It seems that he learned like the matna. You actually have to have a take possession, a physical kinyan, a real kinyan. And he wants to know how do you have a kinyan on Eishes Ish? No problem. I'll get him to divorce his wife, and then I'll be mekadisha. The Bach for Davar Pasha Teich Dvarav Nemzom for Pasha is that the Loisakman by Eishes Ish is Pshuta Kimeshma. You go over and you mezane with an Eishes Ish, and you took a Bal Korchai. So if you took her Bal Korchai, you're over Loisakman Eishes Reyacha. That's it. You're over. Now I didn't make a Maisa Kinyan. You don't have to make a physical Kinyan. It's the possession which is the problem. We don't want you to take possession of something that belongs to somebody else. You don't actually need a Kinyan. I mean, the Bach is Mavua like Reperla the grip. So it comes out that it's a machlokes of poiskim, but I'll tell you that the mashmois of the poiskim is that you do not need an actual kinyan. Even with that out, an actual kinyan, just taking possession of it, is already over loisachmid, even if it's, it means, let's say he's not maskim, you also over loisachmid, like we see in the Ravid and Toysis. You do a maisek zela, you also over loisachmid. You don't actually need, that's why I said before, the pashas the Rambam zichemid to the Ravid and Toysis, that you over loisachmid, even if he's not maskim. Because you don't actually need a kinyan, you just have to take possession. That's enough.
One time,
you drive?
Like a car to drive, every loisachmid.
And you take it, from him?
No, he said you could use it.
One thing. Let me talk about another thing. The lashon of the mechab is the hichbid olav reim the hiftze boy ad shalachim imena. You apply pressure. You convinced him, you did all many tactics to try to get him to give you the item that you were looking for. You wanted your friend's car and you nudged him day in and day out, please sell me your car, let me have your, I'm chalishing to drive your car, I want your car, and you nudge him day in and day out. Well, you have to love Rahim. That is loisachmid. What happens if I'm interested in buying a house in this neighborhood, I see a nice house, I'm going to knock on the guy's door, I want to see if he's asking to sell his house. I'm going to loisachmid. I mean, that's basically what you want. Can I ask anybody for any item? If I see you have a nice item and I would like to buy, and you're not a sales, you don't have a storefront for it, you know. I'm knocking on you personally. I see you have a nice watch, a nice palm. Maybe you'd like to sell me your palm. I'm looking to buy a palm, a laptop, whatever it is. Am I over like
Sachmit? If he says yes or not, and if he says no, then you're going to convince him you are.
What happens if I ask him and he says no? Then what happens? Was I over?
Then you nudge him.
No, I didn't nudge him. I just asked. I made a nice fair question. Can I drive your car? Can I buy your laptop? And he says, no, it's not. Sorry, it's not up for sale. I don't lend out my car. So I'm asking, are you able to say? Oh, so very good. So it's meduik in the mechaber that the only time you're able to say if you're a nudge. You have to be maftzir. You have to be hichmid ol avreim. You have to be a nudge. Because when you're not a nudge, you're not able to say. Sorry? Correct. No matter what he says, as long as you're not a nudge, you're allowed to go on and do commerce. The problem is only if you become a nudge. Because
only if you took possession afterwards.
So that gets to the next step of Olay Sachma, but you'd be overly sasava for trying to nudge him and hoping that he'll give you possession. He doesn't want to be overly sasava either. He wants, again, sasava is always.
How about if you imply that there's defects, whether it be a house or a car, and there are things you find that are defective. And you imply that I want to buy it for a lesser price in negotiation.
Okay, we're going to discuss negotiations. Are you able to sakmet pashas? You're not able to sakmet.
But you have no intentions of fixing those items.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. You're allowed to bargain with a person to something which is oimid l'mechira, and you're just negotiating with him. You want to buy a stone, oh, I'll pay you 2,200, no, 23, and you're negotiating a house. You're not going to be oivid l'sachmai.
How do you know when the guy's just playing hardball?
It's a good shiloh. You're playing with fire, but l'sachmai. But let me just first finish the makshavi. Yeah? Give me a chance to talk here. So, Nakamo, it's meduik in the mechaber that your only oiva is if you chep him, if you nudge him, if you ask him one time, you're not going to be oiva leisachmai, right? That's what's mavo here. The betel hachochma is medayik that even if you ask him twice, he gives the mamish a very clear definition. Even asking him twice is not oiva leisachmai. He brings a diak from his man, Reish Chav Ches, that's also not a nudge and you're not being maftaboy and you're not oiva leisachmai. However, he brings a raya that if you ask three times, you're ready oiva leisachmai. He makes it very clear. Two times is fine. The third time is already considered haftzara. It's already considered leisachmai. Let me just finish. Lemaisa is the Orach HaShulchan on this halacha. The Orach HaShulchan brings down that since we pass him like the Rambam, that even if he's maskim to sell it, you're ready over leisachmeid and leisasava kosher kain. So the Orach HaShulchan, therefore yizor adam. Let me give you a lashon. Yizor adam miliknois. Person should be careful never to buy shulo etzel chenveni, not from someone who sells these items. Imloi kishamechem avakish memenashiyek. Unless the seller approaches you and says, please buy this chafetz from me. But for you to approach somebody, something that he's not a seller, it's not oimid l'mechira, even though he might be interested in selling it, Orach HaShulchan says you should stay away and not do it. And I saw some Achrayim believe that Orach HaShulchan tait shav yitaka oivel leisachmoid, and in a matmiyah, the Loshon Mechab, the Loshon Rambam is not like that. I don't believe that's what the Orach HaShulchan is saying. I think the Loshon Orach HaShulchan is yizor adam, he's giving an eitzah tovah kamash malon, that chulila never to be nikshal in this isa, because it's very dakistic, that one trotvaita, you're ready over this, yizor adam to make it a policy never to buy anything from anybody who's not a salesman. You shouldn't buy, don't buy something, don't buy a laptop from a friend. Buy a laptop from a laptop store, from a computer store. Don't buy any item from somebody who's not in the business selling the item. Unless that person approaches you, because if not, you might come to be nikshal.
Am I allowed to lunch someone to give me a listing, something like that?
Oh, we're going to get to it. One second. Now, Kumtois, if the love of Loisasava is Tolle and Loisachmoy, so if you see something that your friend has, you see this nice house, whatever it is, and you would like to buy it, not only, of course, you'll let a knock on the door, which is a Loisachmoy, but there's no Loisasava either. You're not over Loisachmoy, but thinking, I'm going to approach the guy and try to get him after hours when he's home, after work hours, and approach him and knock on his door and be sweet and kind and nice and put on a nice show and get him to sell my house. That's fine, as long as my intent is never to be a nudge, never to pressure him. My intent is only to ask him once and later betel hachochma twice, and that's fine. As long as I am within the boundary of halacha and leis hachma, and I'm not over leis hachma, how to make strategies of how to achieve this as well. However, there is a shari tshuva. Once again, there is a shari tshuva that says that this is by stam b'nei adam. But if you have someone who's an ish nechbad, that if he's going to ask somebody to sell something, someone for a toiva, send him to lend me your car, and you know based on the relationship or who you are and what you are that he's going to have a very difficult time to say no, then he holds the oivel leisachmeit for even asking once. Approaching him, it's a shari tshuva, it's a rishon Rabbein Yoina, and it's and a part of the reason is because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you have to ask three times. It says, you know, be mafze boy. For the Mala mensch, asking once or twice is all right. The three times is already a nudge. An ish nichbad is going to ask, and based on his position, you're going to be uncomfortable to say no. So the one time is already built in, not only the shaila, it's a haftarah as well. It's all built in that one question. Can I have this? That is already a haftarah. Means if you go mooch and you go to your parents or your in-laws and you ask them, you know, I could really use, you know, you have a piece of furniture in your house, all your children are married, you don't need that set of furniture. I could really use that set of furniture in my room. I have a nice bedroom that could really use a nice new piece of furniture. Would you mind sending it my way? And if, again, I don't know how far to take it. If I'm mafzibai, clearly I'm oivaloi sachmai, that's for sure. But if, I have to know how far to take Rabbeinu Yoina, but if the request is a haftzara, even a one-time request based on the relationship, that is, you are mafse boy, then you're ready oivalo sachmoit for even requesting it once. Even a maton is oivalo sachmoit. The sachmoit is not just mechir, maton.
How are these Rosh Hashivas allowed to go collecting?
You're naming on Baruch Hashem. You have a munis chacham. You're naming on that they will not be over lois achmoit. That's it. That was the whole shaila. I mean, good Baruch Hashem. It was all recently. I had a ma'isa. That's why was the gram to give the shir is because there was a ma'isa here in Lakewood a few weeks ago. There were a bunch of rabbanim were involved of trying to be over lois achmoit. And they didn't realize that they were grouped together, plans, strategies, meetings of how to be oivel leisachmeit. That was the essence of the meeting. So you're naming off a davar part of Baruch Hashem. I don't want to share your down the caps. Because we could try to give other time, which we'll see maybe that if, again, this is a very touchy question, but who owns the yeshiva? So if the yeshiva belongs to the public, so he's being mafzeh to you to give something to a good cause, shall harabim, but not to get for yourself, you're not over leisachmeit. The leisachmeit is only if you convince somebody, your mafzeh boy, to get it for yourself. But if I'm convincing you to give it to somebody else, you will not be over leisachmeit. According to many. Sorry? We hold the mitzvahs as well. Okay, let's.
Who's asking for
the
mitzvah?
But he has Tavis Hano on the Maisa money. He doesn't have to give the Maisa money to you. He can give it to somebody else. Second one, Maisa money is a minigame.
Someone wants to collect it for himself.
He's collecting, he's asking once. He's not, even if he becomes a nudge.
Give more.
If he becomes a nudge, I hear. All right, I hear. You got that? You're taking notes? You take notes, yeah. Again, but they're not asking for yourself. You mean if a guy is in shul and he's nervous, he got to make his appointment and he's upset that it's 8:02 and there's no chazan up there and it's for himself that he wants the chazan to get up there so he can finish the minyan on time. Then we can start dining. But we're going to see. Right, very good. We're going to see for other reasons why there's not that. Right, all right, fine. So now let's touch what everyone's touching on anyway. What does it mean in the Mechaba, Dova she'efshe she'yikneu mimeno? Something that you could actually buy from him. There are different pshatim. I like to share what I think is the nicest pshat. It's Aruch HaShulchan's pshat. He touches up a mechilta like that. That we dashin, Leisachmut is only on items, because they make a klal or pad, a klal, I'm a marbel, kol dova, that is transferable. So I don't remember the exact lashon of the mechilta, but it has to be something that's nicknamed from one person to another. Ish lechaveray. So the Aruch HaShulchan's medayik, that what is it coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude something which is not tangible. You're only over the sachmut if you want something that's tangible, that I can buy from you, that I can take possession. Efshe sheyiknum yemenu. I can actually take it and own it. It can change shini rishuyas. That is over the sachmut. So for example, your chazin case, if you're not buying anything from him, you would not be over the sachmut. But the Aruch HaShulchan has a more practical application, and that is any type of umdis. That let's say I see you're a graphic artist and I love your graphics, your design, and I'm challenging. If only I knew how to do that as well, and I go over to you and I nudge you, please teach me your tricks, please teach me what to do, which programs you use, how to use it, what do you do, and I drive you crazy until you finally say, okay, fine, I'll teach you, right? Or your guy's in real estate and he knows the ins and outs of how to play this real estate market,
teach him, or you want his services?
No, I want it. I want you to teach me.
What's the services?
Okay, we're going to discuss. Lawyer, Baruch Hashem, everyone's asking. I will never get anywhere. 1 second. So I want to get you to teach me the fach, the know-how, the ins and outs of the business, the real estate business, the diamond business, whatever it is. I want you to teach me the ins and outs. That is chachma. That's umnis. So therefore, Zakhtar Choshukhan, you're not going to be oiva on a dova of umnis, because it's not dova hanikdam yad liyad. It's not something that's transferable. The information that it's giving you is a dova shal chachma, and therefore you're not going to be oiva nis of leisachmoy. And a ksas raya, even though it has a value, avada, and a ksas raya ladova, I only say ksas is that the Gemara says, or you do it, the Gemara, that they talk about the people in the base of Mikdash who knew how to do the Ketairis and knew how to do other kunsin in the base of Mikdash, Avaisa Beit Mikdash, and they were trying to get them to teach it to others, and they didn't want, and they were masalik them from their positions. Again, so a whole sugi in the Gemara, beautiful Gemara. But one could ask, what happened to Lois Achmed? They're applying pressure to get them to fold and to teach this umnis, what happened to Lois Achmed? Later, it would be miyoshev, is that there's no Lois Achmed because they're asking them to teach a chokhmah. And let's apply it to a practical application. Another practical application, you have a son, Baruch Hashem, who's in Beis Medrash, and he's chalishing to get into Brisk, and you're going to drive the yeshiva crazy. That's the only way to do it. You'll send this shliach and that shliach and this. You get him till he's masking to take your son into Shia, right? Or into yeshiva. You're going to get in, you need protection. Today, why do I go to Brisk? Today, you're trying to get your kid into elementary school in Lakewood. You can't get into school. You have to do this. You have to be on it at a dinner. You have to donate, you know, 6 rooms. It used to be 1 room. They went up now. You could donate 6 rooms to the new building. You get your son in. Till then, you can't get your son into the yeshiva. And you're going to be a master boy till you get him. And you get your rav. You get who knows what. Are you over? You say, like this, you're not even leisachmoy because you're not getting anything tangible. It's not a dovish. It's a service. And it's a worthwhile service. And it has shavis to it. But avo pikein, you're not even leisachmoy because it's not something which is nikna, which is can transfer shuyas. On what? Yeah, Rabbeinu Yanu brings by a poil, by your worker. If you ask him, which we discussed, by Schir's poil, if you get him to make a coffee for you or something and he can't say no, yeah, it could be something else. You have to know the Agdoris on that. It's not, you have to know it has to be an avoid. If you convince someone to take your child into his yeshiva, I don't think that that's an avoid that he's doing for you. You're just convincing him to teach it. I don't think that's like Siddur Bavara. And you won't have like Sachmer either because of it. Now you have other coolest, the Kinosoy from Tabu Chokhman. It's the one place you're allowed to have Kino. Every Mida has its Malkum, the one place you're allowed to have kina is by kina say from Tarba Chokhmah. So for Adavish or Chokhmah, for Torah, they have that there's no Lois Achmah. Dvarim Shomitzah, hopefully we'll discuss, Mi'at Hashem, you are going to be over Lois Achmah. But for Torah, for Etzim Chokhmah Shabbat, the Torah Shabbat, you're not going to be over Lois Achmah. Like Dorach HaShulchan, Lechay, anyway, you won't be over Lois Achmah because it's not a Dava which is transferable. And you're getting to give me Aliyah Lechay Rus, it's not something which is transferable, so it'll be the same thing in a Konami. Even if they sell, even if they sell it, but what is it? I don't know if it's a chayfet that's efshesh yikneh. It's not like a bais. I would tend to say that like Torah Chashukhan, you're not going to be just like umnis. Yes, you teach me a fact. I also pay you for it. You have courses and courses. I don't know what can you make on this aliyah. What al satumta? Well. Oh, wow, there's no chayf, it's here, what? It's a double shame by mamish. The paper clip, okay, good, fine. Now, we just said before that...
belongs to a shul, Leah belongs to a shul, same with Moise, there's no bialim, it belongs to Tzibur.
Okay, you have to know if that's a play. All right, we might discuss other... the unum about a tziva.
Does Leisachman go together with
Leisigzel?
Anything that
Leisigzel shayeth
then
shayeth Leisachman? No, because Leisigzel is not shayeth on karka, and Leisachman is on karka, right? Beizecha state. So Leisachman encompasses more than Leisigzel does. It's anything that you achieve, you realize, your machshava, your chaymit, it's a chaymit, a bali de maisa. Now we keep on mentioning it has to be bali de maisa. That happens to be a truth as a Rosh Chatur brings down later on, that even if it doesn't bali de maisa, but a ba lidei a bitui mufusemets. I don't know how to teach and be magder. But the case was, if you go around and you tell somebody, you know, I'm trying very hard to get this thing from Yankel and he doesn't give it to me. I wish I would be able to get it from him. The Jewish Arash says that that's also asa. It's more than just like sisavet. The Jewish says that the Jewish Arash doesn't mean you're either mamish alav leisachmoid. It's isa leisachmoid. Whatever that means, but it's not mamish alav because alav of lezach has to be bali de maisa. But even if it's not bali de maisa, you're ready. publicly declaring that you would like this item, halavai, you would get the item, that's also already a bit more than just a diban. That also is room, ground, shalai sachmet.
Basically, trying to get a listing is not getting anything.
You're getting a schiris, because what you're asking is to be hired to be a poel. That's what you're really doing. So we can done exactly what it is, and we can done maybe that not be transferable. I'm just saying, but it would be the same thing asking someone to hire you to do anything else. I'm trying to convince you to hire me to paint your house. So that would be it. That's a shayim. We have to discuss schiris. It's not going to be room for tonight to discuss mitzvah Hashem. Hopefully next week we'll discuss schiris and all the other meaning. I just want to give a few more halachas before we run out of time. No, it's in the Raman, the kinyan is chal to leave a zavin is vinizini. I mean, we're talking about with the guy at the Lubasayf, it says right zani, so the kinyan is chal, so you don't have to give it back. It's not nitin shoven. But the person who was Zayva alive anyway. Yes, we're going to see, but let me just finish. I want to make one more very vichdiga halacha, is that it says over here, when the Rav Mechaba leaves out a lashon HaRambam, it says, called of the Sheikh the Rambam is moisif a lashon, even though you paid in full and then some. Domim Rambam is much, you even overpaid for the item, he's still going to be over loy sachmet. Means, be'etzim, at the end of the day, you didn't cheat this guy. The guy got what he needed, what he wanted to get from the item, or what the going rate is, and then some. You're still oiv alei sachmei. Let me give you the following shaila. What would be if I knock on your door? I want to very much live in this neighborhood. I knock on your door. I say, is your house for sale? No, house not for sale. $2 million if you're out by tomorrow. Your house for sale tomorrow? I will be out today if you want. $2 million? I'm gone. Right? Well, you're oiv alei sachmei. Means, did I have to? I didn't pressure him at all. It made it worth his while. I convinced him that it's kedai to move as soon as possible. It's worth his while. That means when he told me it's not oimid for sale, I mean, it wasn't oimid for sale for the regular Shabbos. If I want to pay, overpay, and that happens, you know, you nudge a seller, or you give him more money, you give more than $2 million, just a guzma, until finally he's masking to take the amount, and he's worthwhile. You sweeten his pot, and now he's masking to sell. Are you oiv alei sachmet? It's a shayla, gishmak a shayla, you could go ask your rabbanim, it's a very gishmak a shayla. It's a mufush to say for charedim, the charedim says, in this case, you are oiv alei sachmet.
It's the same thing as
Avtara. What's it be? Maftal of Reim or you maftal of Bedomim? It's the same thing as Avtara. And I have a grad at Deek in the Mechaba, which is Lashon HaRambam, later on, but... Sorry?
Even on the first time.
That's Avtara. Whatever it takes to get him. If you're going to go over the guy the first time and you know you're going to offer him something that Be'etzim he's not holding by selling, but you're going to offer something that he can't turn down, so Be'etzim that would also be, it means if he's holding really not by selling, that would also be Avtara and Be'ayva. If you look at the Mechaba later on, the Mechaba says...
I'm sorry,
you can turn down. And I'm just going to dig in the next step. But shum abaylim limkar. So then it talks about how you're going to get to Gezel. But you see, one of the cases, the Mechav didn't say it here, but one of the cases of Havtzara that the Mechav uses, how Chimud is Boli de Gezel. So what's the Chimud? Hirbel Lahem Bedomim. You give him more than the going rate, you give him a lot of money till you convince him that he should sell. Hirbel Lahem Bedomim is also Havtzara. So what goes on, possibly what you might see, unless you have other things, like we mentioned Goyim or whatever it is, but if you're knocking a guy's door and you go for him a deal, that he's convinced to sell it to you, but otherwise he'd not be holding by selling it to you. That is also Haftar, and that's also Oiva Nisav Lei Sachmet. Good luck. There's a lot more here. We even cover only a half a sif, and even on this half, there's a lot more halachas. Indeed, we hope to accomplish it next week.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.